horizon, as I'm sure I'm all so proud. The power girl staring out of face, and call Colossus and have him teach me ways to tell me to exercise. I'd be one of the guys. The martial arts from Iron Fist and Walls, I'll dab her up and teach her all my songs.
Howdy, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Are you hosting the show tonight?
I don't believe so.
Well, you are now.
Oh, wow. All right. Welcome.
Hello,
to the
ladies and gentlemen. No, we can't hear you, Rich. For those of you just tuning in, we are experiencing the proverbial technical... Actually, I guess it's not proverbial. I guess it's literal technical difficulties we're experiencing here. So, Rich is not coming through on the audio yet. The Blog Talk Radio website's been kind of borked, so I don't know how long we'll be on the air here. And yeah, Steven, I believe that will be Dietra, right?
Yes, Diamond D, Dietra, whatever.
Howdy.
Howdy.
So, hey, welcome to the Tony Show.
Glad to be a part of it. Thanks, Tony, for having me.
Let's see. The latest development in City of Heroes news, I murdered Rich and stole his show.
Wow.
So, I haven't posted that on Facebook yet, but, you know, I'll get around to it.
Don't you think that it's a little extreme just to get a radio show? I mean,
hey, you know, these are desperate times, man. Desperate times. These are, you know, I've had my eye on it for quite some time, and I just decided earlier today, that's it. I'm going to go through with it.
Just going to off him and be done with it, and now you're the new host.
And you know what the worst part of it is? If he, like, turns up dead tonight, you know, with a knife sticking out of his back, the police are so going to come arrest me. They're going to be
I
like,
do not want to be a part of it.
They're going to be like, well, we have your confession right there on the air.
Damn it.
I don't know. I mean, how do you explain to the police? No, I was just kidding, you know? I didn't really murder him. He's,
Rich, do not die tonight, okay?
Yeah, Rich, if you could just last till tomorrow, we'd all really we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, Tony would really appreciate that if you could do that for him. That'd be great.
And now I'm gonna have to like go to a store and use my credit card to like have proof that I was not in New York. But you know that's okay. So, yeah, I don't know if, like I said, the website's been borked, so I was able just to connect here a few minutes ago. I didn't actually hear the show until I called in and was in the queue. So, I don't know if we did the theme song, and I don't think we did much of an introduction or anything, but in case you're just tuning in and wondering what the heck is this, this is the Save City of Heroes show. I guess temporarily, at least, I'm your host, and our co-host here is Diamond D. So,
thank you for having me.
So,
it's been a while since I've called in. So, what has been going on the Save City of Heroes front? I bring me up to date.
Well, let's see. Rich was murdered. There was
okay. You need to stop that. You need to stop that.
No, gosh, I don't know. I mean, we haven't had any like earth-shattering announcements or anything. We've done the updates from.
Can you guys hear me now?
Rich, hey,
hold on. You know what I did, dumbass me? What I did? I went to the bathroom and I muted my microphone through Skype. Not on the studio.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm looking, I'm going, why is I was like, oh, for God's sakes, I forgot. God damn it. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Yes,
curse
I played
you, biology.
Oh, no. Oh, good Lord.
So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host.
I'm not dead. Shut your hell. Look, I'm not dead. This is my show, and you're still on air after all that crap. We'll try this again. I did the intro, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Save Heroes Radio. I'm known as Pokemon, formerly from the Virtue Server, and along with me is Tony V and Diamond D of the Cape. I'm sorry, the man, the myth, the legend behind the Titan Network, Tony V, and the man, the myth, the legend behind the Cape Radio, Diamond D.
No. I'm just a DJ. Don't put all that on me. People would expect way too much out of me. I'm
just
a
DJ on Monday night Metal Madness. Hair Metal
Monday
Madness.
Monday night Hair Metal Madness. Cyclops.
Yeah,
I've been doing this, he has never been able to get the title right.
I said it's Monday night Hair Metal Madness. I said the second time I got it right.
No, okay.
Yes, I said it. Good Lord.
Why can't you kids play us some Glenn Miller? And
why? How would we want to do that?
Well, Tony, if you tune in on Monday night, I will tackle in the queue for you. How does that sound?
You kids are so angry these days. Whatever happened to those nice boys, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel?
Wait. It's not angry music. It's nice, happy music we play. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not into the angry music. I'm more into the sex, drugs, rock and roll. I'm from the 80s, right. Buddy. X is the best.
What the hell?
So
I couldn't figure out why the hell this wasn't working. Good Lord. That was too funny. I forgot all about that.
Well, Rich, since welcome to your show, and Tony here was bringing me up to speed on what has been happening in the world of Save City of Heroes since it's been some time since I have called in.
Yes. Well,
hey,
I guess
Valiant Online was greenlit. That's newsworthy.
Yeah. The two projects are going on. Oddly, this week, City of Titans does not have an update of any kind.
Odd.
I look, and I'm like, am I missing something? They just didn't have any updates this week. I know they said they were coming up every other week, but I thought, like, every other week, at least there'd be, like, some kind of, like, role-playing thing in there to read. You know, just, and I was like, I guess not. I know Tony has some sad news. He posted the article earlier, or she had the news earlier. I was able to read the article before it went on air.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, there is a website that covers gaming news called Massively. And Massively's been very kind to City of Heroes over the years. They've written extensively about the game while it was up and running. I mean, all the way back since beta was out. They had an actual regular column by a fellow by the name of Elliot Lefebvre. I don't know how you say his last name. I think it's Lefebvre. And it's L-E-F-E-B-V-R-E, which in French would be something like Lefebvre. But anyway.
Ooh, Tony, talk that language to me.
You'll pardon my French. But he had a column, actually, a mild-mannered reporter, where he actually wrote many columns, blog posts about City of Heroes on this website. And he's also been a big supporter of Save City of Heroes. He wrote about the shutdown. He's written several columns about the successor projects. He and others, the latest one, I think, was written by someone else. But at any rate, the sad news is that they are shutting down. Their corporate in fact, they have Elliot actually just posted a column 51 minutes ago on Valiant Online. So that's just how up-to-date and plugged in they've been to the City of Heroes community. And the sad news is that that they are shutting down massively. The corporate overlords that is America Online, yes, they still exist. Lately, they've been more in the content business. You know, they used to be the big internet service provider that everybody dialed into, and you used to get, 3,000 CDs every year and floppy disks from them to join in. Well, anyway, they posted a column today called Massively That Was. Brianna Royce did. She's the editor-in-chief of the website, and basically announcing that AOL has decided to pull the plug on all of their blog news sites like this. So they're a victim of that. Yeah. Very, very depressing. I'll post a link in the chat here, in the show chat. There's the link to the article, just in case you didn't see it. The Titan Network, retweet it. So,
I hope they open up DD something.
Sad day.
I think
they
said they're
going to
try. I think they said they're going to try and do something.
Yeah, they are. In fact, as sad as this is, they have on their website. I should take a screenshot of this. In fact, I'm going to.
Okay.
They have their headline banner up there says 2007 to 2015, massively shutting down February 3rd. The banner image they have for that is actually do you see it? It's
the City of Heroes.
It's the artwork of the Statesman funeral. So that's pretty sad. However, I do think that they are not. I think several of the writers and the editor, they also have a podcast. I think they're still getting. Let's see.
Well, they have.
I saw somewhere that they are actually going to. They're basically saying this isn't the end. That they're planning on continuing. At least some of them are continuing under a different banner. So we'll hopefully have more news about that as time goes on. So that's the sad news. That and Pogo Man was viciously murdered.
But I came back because he couldn't hit me. I dodged.
But he got better.
Yes.
How was the resurrection, Pogo?
I got better.
Yeah,
good.
Someone
I had
tossed him a wakey. He's all good
I had
now.
I had a wakey saved, and I did my thing, and I'm good to go.
But he still has some debt to work off. But you know we'll work on that.
It's all right. I'll work it off by the end of the show. I get XP as a host. So.
We'll do some door missions. It'll be gone in no time.
I'll run to AE really quick and just run something.
Collect some tickets.
That's right.
So yeah, there's no update on COH Titan or COH Titan. That's our website. There's no update on City of Titans.
Right. I have one for Heroes and Villains, which I'll do in a bit. Let's see what else here. Yeah, I just think that sucks for Massively. And Joystick. And Joystick's closing too, right?
Oh yeah, it's not just Massively. There's a whole bunch of websites that are affected by that. Not just gaming websites, but general. It's all under the AOL blog banner. I can't talk tonight. Sorry about that. So there have been a bunch of blogs that are shutting down as of February 3rd. Very sad. I mean, it's
a
shame.
I
wish they could have found somebody else to basically buy the sites and keep them up and running, but I don't know. Oh, what is this? Steven posted an article, and normally I would check it out at my leisure, but
NCSoft Infighting.
NCSoft Infighting.
Yep.
Nexon starts battle for control of NCSoft. Interesting.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Let me see.
I'll read it here.
Go for it.
All right, a battle has begun for control of NCSoft, the nation's second biggest game developer, as Nexon, its largest shareholder, has officially vowed to participate in its management. Nexon, the largest online game firm in South Korea, said Tuesday that it would shift from merely investing in NCSoft, the runner-up in the domestic market, to taking part in its management. The company made the decision since it has found it difficult to swiftly respond to the rapidly changing IT industry with the previous partnership between the two counterparts, said the Tokyo-based game firm in a statement. Nexon purchased a 14.7% stake, it's only worth around $685 million, in NCSoft in 2012 and bought an additional 0.4% worth around $10.8 million in 2014 to become the largest shareholder. NCSoft Chief Executive Kim Tak-jin currently has a 9.98% share, while NCSoft and the National Pensive Service hold 8.93%, 7.89%, respectively. When Nexon acquired the stake last year, it said the purchase was just an investment and it had no intention of increasing its control over NCSoft.
Ha 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 ha.
Hold on. It was not immediately known whether there were other reasons for Nexon's about-face. Some news reports said Nexon chairman Kim Jung-joo had been displeased with NCSoft's uncooperative stance in deciding major policies. Nexon reportedly learned about the appointment of Kim Tak-jin's wife as NCSoft's president through media coverage. Immediately after Tuesday's announcement, NCSoft CEO Kim expressed his regret, warning that involvement by Nexon in the management of NCSoft could bring about bad results. Nexon's latest decision will damage the values of the NCSoft shareholders and weaken the competitiveness of the entire Korean game industry due to the company's differing management philosophies and business models, the CEO said. The two firms have often clashed due to their different management styles and perspectives on game business. The 2013 joint project to develop the role-playing game Mabinogi 2 was a case in point. They saw their partnership crack at the time as they failed to produce fruitful results with a mobile game. Some market observers say Nexon founder and chairman Kim has often been criticized for neglecting long-term investment in developing in-house games. They said he has instead focused on mergers and acquisitions of small and medium-sized game companies. Though the bloated company has failed to release any hits since Maple Story, an RPG for PC released in 2003.
Ouch.
Wow, wait. The NCSoft CEO, on the other hand, has focused on nurturing in-house developers and micromanaging the game development process. Now, hold on. Let me read that paragraph over again. Some market observers said Nexon founder and Chairman Kim has often been criticized for so that's a stab at Nexon. Holy cow. And we already know how they feel about NCSoft. From the Korean Times article for a few years ago. Yeah. Maybe we hold out, we could get the game cheap. Maybe they'll sell the game then at that point.
They said that he is instead focused on mergers and acquisitions of small and medium-sized game companies. So I guess they're talking about like Carbine and that sort of stuff. Though the bloated company, and that's painful. Though the bloated company has failed to release any hits since Maple Story, an RPG for PCs released in 2003.
12 years ago.
I'm sure that they would probably disagree with that if you asked them. It's I mean, they did release, you know, to their credit, they did release Guild Wars 2. And, you know, like it or hate it,
That's Nexon, not NCSoft. Yeah, but was that Nexon or NCSoft?
That's NCSoft.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they're saying that about Nexon.
Right, because
yeah.
Otherwise, if you remember, City of Heroes did pretty well. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's about Nexon itself. So, which is funny because if they weren't successful, how'd they get all this money to buy stock in NCSoft?
Maybe MapleStory just is doing exceedingly well.
Yes, concerning I've never heard of it.
Well, it you're not exactly the demographic they're shooting for. You're not in Asia.
Well, that's true. That's true. I guess if I was old, they'd go, oh, MapleStory, I play that all the time.
The NCSoft CEO, on the other hand, is focused on nurturing in-house developers and micromanaging the game development process. I would agree with the latter part of that.
Yeah, not
I don't
the
know about
part.
The nurturing in-house developers. I mean, he's really kind of... I'm not sure how you could call micromanagement nurturing, but, you know, whatever. I guess some people might. So that's interesting. So, you know, get ready. We might be writing some letters to Nexon, I guess. I'm not sure that's a good development for us, though. I mean.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I think I would have been happier with the other, you know. If things were going steady, we could get the game up. But I don't know now.
But you never know. I mean, it's hard to say.
That's true.
I mean, if Nexon really is focused on mergers and acquisitions, I mean, you know, they might consider their assets a lot more liquid than NCSoft, which, you know, maintains a lot tighter control over their stuff and are unwilling to part with it.
And I was just thinking, maybe when the dust all settles, this might be a good PR move for them to sell the game and the IP and all that stuff, just sell all the City of Heroes stuff to whoever, that group that wants it.
Possibly so.
Awesome. Oh, so Tony, I had a couple things to talk to you about, TV related. Nothing. You know, I was saying I was trying to get back into Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago, and I've been watching the new stuff like the last year and a half, whatever. Well, last week I forgot I had VH1 Classics on one of the stations. Every afternoon they do two episodes from 2 to 4. They do two episodes of Saturday Night Live. So I was watching, I think, season 34 or something like that. So I was going to watch from there and just wait, you know, just watch whenever, wait for it to loop back around. Then they announced, I think I announced this a couple weeks ago too. They said it started Wednesday night at 7 p.m. They're doing a massive 24/7 marathon of Saturday Night Live and they're doing the seasons in reverse order, like the newest seasons to the first season. They're showing, but when you get to that season, they're supposed to be showing them in order of the episode. So, like, let's say they did season 39 first, what they did. They showed episode 1 through whatever to the end of that season. Then they did season 38. I think now they're up to season 37. But what's funny is, in 2010, Dana Carvey was on for the first time since I think he was on the show. And he was talking about the cast, and he was going about, you know, every group says their group was the best. But he goes, seriously, I was on from 86 to 93, and he goes, all the fans, they come up to me and they say ours was the best. And the audience went nuts about that. Like what we say from 86 to 93, that group, that was the best for us too.
But I would agree, yeah.
But you know what? I don't think it's fair of us to say, okay, we're not going to watch anymore. Because if that was the best they had, I mean, okay, we're not going to watch anymore. I haven't watched in all this time because all the other ones have paled in comparison to that one. Well, you got to give, you know, they had some, you know, each... group had like one or two really good actors or actresses come out of it, you know? So that's what I think. I think maybe that was unfair to make that. But I was talking to one of my friends. We were talking about when Will Ferrell joined that group, and we said, oh, that group for the first two or three years was just horrible. I think that's why I finally gave up on it. I think up until, like, Tina Fey took over as a head writer, I mean, from whenever to, like, 2000, that it was just horrible. I couldn't put up with it anymore.
Maybe. It wasn't I will the, say, though, that Tina Fey is one of the funniest human beings on the earth. She is hilarious.
Yes.
Now, she may not have been very good with her skits on Saturday Night Live, but she is 30 Rock. That show was, like, one of the funniest shows I've ever watched.
You see, that's on my list of shows to binge watch. I'm making a list like that and Community. I've never watched Community. But what I'm going to do now, so I was watching this marathon, and I found that it's running 24/7. And they said, oh, and I remember last night they said, okay, we're up to the 28th hour, and there's only 408 more hours to go. I'm like, oh, good Lord. And they aren't stopping. Although tomorrow what they're doing is from 4 o'clock on till 10, they're going to do all the Justin Timberlake episodes he's hosted, and then they're going to show two movies featuring characters or actors from Saturday Night Live. And I was talking to a friend. I'm like, forget it. I'm not going to bother trying to watch this. I'm going to wait till the marathon's over and just slowly watch 2 hours a day till I get caught up or watch it. You know, definitely when the 86 and 93 episodes fly, I definitely want to check those out again. Because really, Dennis Miller, he was awesome at the news.
He was. I mean, I really liked him. He nailed it pretty well. I really enjoyed Seth Meyers as well. I thought Seth Meyers was hilarious.
See, I didn't watch, like I said, I didn't watch those, but I'm watching the replays now. And I was like, oh, I wish I would have stuck around. But, you know, to give him, you know, hold on, Steve, I'm getting to that. Yes. Oh, yes. And as a matter of fact, yes, there is news of the reboot. They have officially announced the cast for the all-female reboot of the Ghostbusters. And what's funny is two of them, where is the art? I had it up before. Hold on. I had it up before. Okay, I don't know what happened. I had it saved before. I know I had it. Melissa McCarthy, who's on Mike and Molly, is going to be on it. Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live are going to be on.
I'm not a big fan of Melissa McCarthy. Everybody goes nuts over her. And
I don't go nuts. She's okay. Oh, here it is. Oh, you know what's funny? And they said two of the four cast members are on Saturday Night Live. No, three of them were. Kristen Wiig, who was fantastic on Saturday Night Live, and what I've seen, the little amount I've seen, I wish I would have watched that one with her. She was great on it. Melissa McCarthy was a host three times. Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones are currently on the cast. So you actually have three-fourths of the Ghostbusters, if this is the actual team, that are Saturday Night Live either current or alumni members. So, and that's supposed to be coming out, I think they said, I just had the date up. Hold on, I'm sorry about that. I just had it. July 22nd, 2016.
What exactly they're doing. I mean, is it like a complete reboot, or is this going to be like, you know, the daughters of the original Ghostbusters?
They're hinting that it's going to be a reboot, but then some of the older members are going to be involved. Now, check this out. There has been leaked emails of a possible spinoff, and that's going to star Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum.
I don't know.
And
this seems really, really gimmicky to me, and I hate to like naysay it because, you know, there's a lot of attention on it. Well, they're all, you know, all women, and it's a really progressive look forward, and it's like, it just seems really gimmicky to me. You know,
I heard it's going to be really high tech.
Let's do the A team, but with women.
Yeah,
what?
I heard.
Why?
I know. Yeah, I know. I heard it's going to be really high tech. They said. I think they also said.
Was there some problem with, you know, the originals? I mean, come on. I don't know.
Okay, but he also said here that he said that Ghostbusters, that the reboot, if it's a reboot, it will not ruin your childhoods. So.
I just have a really hard time. You know, I mean, to me, it's like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and
Ernie Hudson.
I mean, they're the Ghostbusters, and to me, it's like It's when I heard they were going to do another movie, period, I was like, I don't know about that. Because now that Harold Ramis is gone, it's like, you can't have Ghostbusters without Egon. And right, now it's like, oh, we're going to put an all-female cast in. And it's like, what?
If you're going to do this, it's going to be Ghostbusters second generation. I'm sorry. Hang on. I will post the article I have here in this thing.
I don't know. I may eat my words. I may see the movie and be like, "That's the funniest thing I've ever seen."
I'm gonna wait and see what happens. I'm gonna wait till they're actually in production. You know, because Kate McKinnon is very good on the cast, from what I've seen. Leslie Jones is okay. Kristen Wiig, you know, like I said, I've been watching it, and I said I'm kicking myself for not watching it the last few years, you know, not watching it in the longest time, but I've been watching her run on it. And it was very good. As a matter of fact, her last episode, they did some graduation thing at the end of her last episode as the final skit of the year, where they had old cast members who were with her came up, and they were all there to spy to her on the show. But from what I've seen, she's very talented, very funny. As a matter of fact, her and Bill Hader worked very well together on the show. And they just did that movie, something Twins.
I'm not disputing their comedic talent. I'm just saying that I just can't picture them as Ghostbusters. I mean,
I see what you mean. Yeah, it's.
And please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to get a bunch of posts on my Facebook page talking about how I'm, you know, misogynistic or anything. I'm not saying that like none of the Ghostbusters should ever be women. It's a guys only club. All I'm saying is that it seems awful gimmicky to like replace the whole lot of them with women. You know,
I think it should have been a mix. It should have been a mix at least.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a really hard time thinking of not just four women, but those specific four women as Ghostbusters. I mean.
Okay. While Tony's talking, I posted in the chat a link for the all-female cast thing. I posted a link for the article for the spinoff thing. And I'm now yes, Steve, I did see the reboot, the trailer. That looked pretty cool. That's the link for it. And there was a teaser look at the thing, and he looks very Rocky. Obviously, he's Rocky, but I mean Jagged Rocky. You know what I mean? So I think that looks kind of cool.
Now, see, they mentioned Emma Stone and Lizzie Kaplan and Jennifer Lawrence. Now, see, I could picture them as Ghostbusters, you know?
Yes.
You know, they're sort of, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, you know? I mean, Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, before the original movie came out, I probably would have sort of naysayed, you know, Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Harold Ramis and Ernie Hudson as Ghostbusters, but they did a fan-frickin-tastic job.
Okay, I'm going to say something comparing that crew of Ghostbusters to this one. Outside of Ernie Hudson, those three, back when the Ghostbusters came out, were already big names in comedy.
Yeah, they were.
You know what I mean? And it was just like, oh, those three are going to be in, definitely in comedy. This other one, I'm sorry, Melissa McCarthy's got her name out. Kristen Wiig has her name out. The other two don't have their names out there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
that's
you know.
What I'm saying. It's like it's just going off the name Ghostbusters. So we shall see. We shall see what happens. Like I said, they still got over a year and a half to work to get this thing out. So. We shall see what happens.
I just hope they don't screw it up, because that would be a shame. Yes. Screwing up a very loved and cherished
franchise. I mean, if you go to Facebook and type in Ghostbusters, you got to see, like, every state has their own Ghostbusters groups.
I guess part of me is a little bit sore because they didn't call and ask me to be in it. So
yeah. Me either.
I would have done such a good job, too.
Yeah, she would have. I remember when they put out the Ghostbusters role-playing game, all my friends were like, no. So I was like, wow,
okay. I think the original movie was hilarious, though. I mean, it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I did, too. You know, it's funny. The second one wasn't as good, but I saw the scenes that how they changed the script and what the original script was, you know, scenes that they wanted to say, and I think it would have been a much better movie. Like, there was the whole scene. You know how Dan Aykroyd's character gets possessed at the end of it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a scene earlier when they leave them, when they leave the sewers, and he's driving the cab, and he gets possessed that way, and he almost kills the other guys. Like, he's driving through Central Park, and he almost crashes into a tree. And all of a sudden, he snaps out of it at the last second. And they had some other stuff planned for the sewers, and I think it just would have been a much better movie. Oh, it can't be as bad as the last Transformers. I have not seen... After the first two, the one in Egypt, I think it was, Transformers, I think I stopped watching the Transformers altogether. And what's funny now is I heard that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie that came out this past summer won a Razzie for absolute worst movie of the year, and they've already said they're going to do a sequel.
Really? Oh.
I'm like, hey, you're going to do a sequel for a crappy movie? Stop. You're killing me. Just stop this. Stop this now. Stop the insanity.
So I gotta ask you.
Ask away.
Are you ready for this?
What's the topic?
Patriots or Seahawks?
Oh, Seahawks.
Did we talk? We probably talked about this last week, didn't we?
Possibly, but this is the weekend for it. Do you have any plans for the Super Bowl, or are you just going to hang out and watch it at home?
I'm going over to a buddy's and watch it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, because you know what? Like I said, I got there in the longest time, and I went over there about a month ago, like during the holiday, like between Christmas and New Year's, I stopped over there. Was it, did I stop over there? I know I stopped over there on their Christmas vacation. I stopped over there. And they said, yeah, we got to do this again soon and blah, blah, blah. And so I talked to them the other day, and we are going to, I'm going over there Sunday night to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to head over there about an hour before the game. I'll be there about, so. And just hanging out with him and the kids and all that stuff. Because I miss hanging out with them, and the kids love when I'm over there, so.
Well, my buddy's got a pool table and a dartboard and stuff like that, so we'll probably throw down on some of that stuff. And
that's cool.
He's got he has kind of a man cave down in his basement.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it
sounds like
so.
A man cave. That's cool. Is it wood finish?
And he's got
floor?
A big screen
stuff.
TV mounted on the wall down there. So.
Oh, that's nice.
And he's got a crock pot full of chili, or at least he will. So,
oh, that's cool.
I mean, you can't go wrong there. I mean, come on.
I like wings. I think a friend of mine, he's going to do, I don't know what, we're going to do some kind of dinner with the kids. I'm going to get wings and the cheese and cracker thing and all that, that whole chips thing, and drinks and stuff like that. So.
And by the way, I'll mention this. You probably saw my Facebook rant. So all you geeks out there,
oh,
listening,
yes,
please,
yes,
please stop telling everybody how little you care about the Super Bowl, because that's really annoying.
Yeah.
I have seen no less than 5 or 6 posts from people talking about, oh, well, how, you know, how stupid the Super Bowl is and how, you know, it's a waste of time. Or the one that kills me is, you know, we're having all these problems like climate change and, you know, all this stuff, and all you people care about is this silly game. And I'm like, you know, one of the advantages of being a human being with, you know, large brains, you can multitask and actually care about more than one thing at a time. You know, so I assure you that, you know, it's not like I'm sitting here thinking, oh, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl, and I will never have to think about climate change again. It doesn't work that way. So please stop lecturing me on what I should and shouldn't care about. And, you know, and you know what? If you don't want to watch the Super Bowl, don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't care. But I get irritated at all the people who are.
Okay, see, I don't get that, man. It's like, if you're not talking football, oh, how dare you talk about a football game? But most of these people are the ones who played City of Heroes with us.
I saw somebody drew a comic up, and I thought it was kind of funny, and it was geeks arguing over the Super Bowl, and it's like you have these two geeks sitting there arguing, and one of them's like, I care less about the Super Bowl, and the other's like, no, I care less about the Super Bowl. And it's like, I get that vibe sometime, and I'm like, look, you know, I'm a geek. You know, I watch Star Trek. I love Firefly. You know,
right,
I used to go to Star Trek conventions. I'm into gaming. I love computers. And I like watching football, you know. So it gets irritating because, you know, some people are into stuff that I don't care about. And it's not like I sit around talking about how, well, that's really unimportant, and I don't care about that, and make them feel like, you know, well, you're kind of dumb for, you know, caring so much about this thing.
Yeah.
So just please be aware to all my geek friends out there, anybody who's listening to the show, stop telling everybody how little you care about the Super Bowl, because we really don't care.
Oof, they are saying that in my area from Monday, we could have 4 to 8 inches, another 4 to 8 inches on Monday.
Yeah,
snow.
I was wondering, I heard said that New York was kind of spared from the brunt of the last storm.
Hold on. You know what? No. New York City was spared. You know,
New York
City itself.
Don't you live out on Long Island somewhere, though?
Right. Yes, that's what we're saying.
Long
Everything
Island,
great.
New York City, what's the difference?
Because we got hit. I live like an hour and 15 minutes away from the city. That's an hour and a half from the city. That's why. The city got spared. They only got like a couple inches. Everybody's like, what's the big deal? Well, you know what? I was saying this the other night to some people, you know, like the Long Island Railroad on Monday night, they shut it down before the storm hit. They were shutting it down. Or I'm sorry, Monday when the storm was starting. They said the Long Island Railroad got shut down. They told people, they asked everybody, not that it was exactly like a curfew, but they asked everybody, non-essential personnel, get off the streets by 11 p.m. Not that you had to be all in your homes, but you know, obviously in your homes, but, you know, get off the roads, because the roads are getting bad. Steve says they got 36 inches up. Yeah, he got it worse up there. We got like 24 here, and that's the most snow we've gotten in a while. I remember a couple years ago we wound up with about 24 inches, but that was like the accumulation of three different snowstorms hitting at different times. And it was like one of those summer, it was just one of those winters where we got one snowstorm and then another one hit a couple weeks later. And then another one hit a few days, and it's just ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was like the snow wouldn't go away. For like 2 months we had snow. And then we kept getting snow but it was only like 2 to 4 inches or something like that. But it was enough, like, you go outside and shovel, and the snow just wouldn't go away. Yeah, but
well,
Steve's
for what
up
it's
England.
Worth, we've gotten exactly zero here, so.
Yes, this year. Well, last year you guys had a major blizzard.
Yeah, we did. We got buried last year, so hopefully that we've paid our dues for you know, the next 5 to 10 years.
And how many inches did you guys get last year?
You know, it wasn't so much the snow, the depth of the snow. It was that it all turned into ice and really jammed everything up, and nobody could get around. Keep in mind, too. I mean, we have no, you know, we don't have snow plows
have
or anything like that.
It was, what, 2 inches of that? But it was just the fact it was icy, and, yeah, you guys are not equipped to handle that.
It was, like, 3 or 4 inches. I mean, it depends on where you were. And and like I said, it was so bitter cold that everything froze solid. So, you know, it wasn't like normal snow where you could sort of drive through it, because you didn't drive through it. You drove on it. And
right.
And that's when things get dangerous. So we were, I mean, like, my street was completely frozen over. I couldn't go anywhere. I mean, there's a big hill that leads out of my neighborhood. And when I say I couldn't go anywhere, I literally mean I could not go anywhere, because it was covered to the point where I couldn't even get out of my driveway, let alone up the street. So, I mean, because nobody here has snow tires or spikes or anything, so. But I do hope you stay warm and safe.
Well, like I said, it was just weird this week. Like, the other day I was helping get stuff ready for the storm, and the next day woke up, my lower back was killing me. All week long, I have been in so much pain, I cannot even sit up a few days. And then yesterday, my back was feeling better. And then yesterday, my back was feeling better. My neck was killing me. Not today, both were hurting today for most of the day. And like I said, I had to clean my desk up, you know, to put the computer there. And that's why it took so long. I was like, trust me, when you're feeling this much pain, you don't want to do anything. Like, my desk needed a dusting. I finally got that done this morning. But it took me, like, 2 or 3 days to get it done.
Well, I feel your pain, literally. I've been there, and it's not fun.
I'll keep it on low. So everything's sitting on my desk. I'm hoping the cables are. I'm going to reopen everything after the show. I hope the wire's there, and I can just... It should be 1, 2, 3, I hope. I got my printer there that I own. And everything should be good for tomorrow. And I'm going to have fun setting all my games up. It'll be fun to play, like, Champions Online and Lot Row. I wish I could play City of Heroes on it, but we don't have a game. I think that'll be awesome to play on there with the speakers. I'll probably listen. I know Dietrich's Diamond Diesel's out. I'll probably listen to the Cape Monday night. Yes, I want to apologize. That's why I didn't listen to the Cape Monday night, because when we had the blizzard going here, and I wasn't doing much with the technique. Yeah, I didn't want to get... As a matter of fact, I shut the computer off early that night just so I could, you know, in case a storm went, I didn't want it to, you know, and just in case the electricity went out. Although I did find these two fun... I know I'm babbling here. I found these two fun iPhone apps to play from WWE, of all things. They have two games out. WWE Supercard, which is pretty much a basic game. Then they have this game WWE Immortals, which they've been advertising. And the graphics look just like Mortal Kombat.
Huh.
And it's actually pretty... they're both free games, but the Immortals one I'm having fun playing, so... Oh, yeah, see, if I could use Icon to run around. That's true, I could do that.
I do have a couple of little interesting COH tidbits.
Oh, okay, and I have something from Heroes and Villains to read, too, so... Would you like to start? Do you want me to start, or...?
You go for it.
I just noticed it's 9:25. We have half an hour left. So, all right, really quickly, this is going to be update number 112 from Heroes and Villains from Golden Girl. She posted this last Saturday, January 24th at 12:57 a.m. This week, we've continued to work on streamlining the UI to help reduce screen clutter and have come up with what we think is a neat solution for displaying the player character's health and stamina bars in a space-saving way. As a further part of this UI streamlining, we're adjusting the sorting of the various UI submenus to help enhance the logical and intuitive layout that we're aiming for. We've also been looking at various ways that can make the open world enemy spawns be more dynamic, immersive, and meaningful. Some of the open world mob spawns in City of Heroes would take part in muggings, break-ins, and general vandalism, but the majority of them were simply conveniently spawned at regular intervals, standing around waiting for players to come by and fight them. We want to keep street sweeping as a valid gameplay option, but at the same time, we also want to make it a bit more integrated into the game world and setting. And having mobs simply standing around waiting for the players to attack them makes the city seem rather static, as well as making the mobs appear to be not very intelligent or proactive. Plus, if your character is a heroic crime fighter, it's not that heroic to attack mobs who aren't actually committing any crimes. So the main focus for improving these types of open-world mobs is to find ways to make them be more criminally active, so that players can continue to street sweep, but also get more of a feeling that they're stopping something bad from happening rather than just picking a fight with the nearest group of enemies. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team.
Woot!
There you go, something neat. Okay, you said you had some tidbits for us.
Yeah, just a couple. One is that just for people who are dev stalkers, I saw on Twitter the other day that Nate Burkholz, who is the actually it was earlier today, who was Second Measure. He was the executive producer of City of Heroes. Apparently, he has a new job down in San Diego, so he's leaving the San Francisco area where Paragon Studios was based, and he is becoming a software engineer. I don't think he's working at a game studio, though, so he's leaving the game industry, which is kind of sad because, you know, I always hate that, you know.
We're losing a good one. The industry's losing a good one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm glad for him because he'll probably be making a lot more. I guess that sounds bad. Oh man, that sucks. He's going to be making a lot more money and, you know, probably have more job stability because, you know, the game industry is sort of notorious for paying crap and you know, laying people off and having horrendous work hours and all that kind of stuff. So, for him personally, it's a good thing. But like
yes,
you said,
yeah,
it's a little sad that, you know, the game industry is losing a good one. So, but I am happy for him. So congratulations to Second Measure, and I hope that your new adventures are as exciting and rewarding as your career at Paragon Studios was.
Yes. Good luck, Second Measure. Yes.
Yay, good luck, Second Measure. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, you can't, because I don't know his username.
Well, fine. He doesn't care about any of you. He doesn't want to be known. He doesn't care.
Right. Don't call. Just, don't write.
I'm out of the gaming business. I don't want to know none of you people.
No, his Twitter handle is at @nburkholz, and his last name is it's nburkholz. If you want to follow him on Twitter, so anyway, so good luck, Second Measure, and I do follow him, so you know, not in that creepy stalker way, but just because, you know, I like to see when the devs are doing well and what they're up to. The other little tidbit is, I talk about Don't Starve a lot on this show. Well,
yes.
they released last week dedicated server software, which will let you run a persistent server. For example, like if you have an internet hosting server, like a VPS, sort of like we do for the Titan Network, then you can run your own server that people can log in and play. You can have up to 64 players on simultaneously and that sort of stuff. So, I am actually in the process of dinking around with it, changing configuration options, that kind of stuff, and I'm actually considering putting together like a little Don't Starve server for the City of Heroes community if people want to play Don't Starve and that sort of thing. So I'll post more on that as I make progress on it. But I sort of teased it on Facebook one day last week, you know, with who's ready to play, you know, Don't Starve, a COH themed Don't Starve or something like that. So so as I make progress on that, I mean, I've already got it up and running. It's just I'm trying to figure out the best way to maybe get some of the City of Heroes folks involved if they want to. So just keep that in mind. And those were my two little tidbits.
Very cool. There we go. I'm trying to see what else I got here for you. I'm going to post this in the chat. The iZombie trailer is up, and that's going to premiere on the 17th of March at 9 p.m., which I find interesting because that's a time slot for Supernatural. And the season's doing very well, and they've been already renewed for next season at least. So,
hasn't that show been going on now for like 10 or 12 years?
Well, this is the 9th season. I think next year is the 10th year. So.
Is it 9th? Oh, man.
I think so. I believe so. Yeah, I think this... No, or is this the 10th season? I think this is the 10th season. Oh, maybe this is the 10th season. They've been signed through 11th and 12th season. I know they've been renewed for at least 2 more years. So.
Huh. Well, congratulations, Supernatural people.
That's right. I remember I was able to get into it a few years ago because they did... on TNT, they ran it... They run it all the time, but I just happened to catch it when they did a... episode from the very beginning, and they ran 3 episodes a day during the week. So, and then a couple of times they did a marathon here or there. So I was watching like 15 episodes a week, something like that. This is a couple of summers ago. I did that in the morning.
I saw the news that it looks like Radio Shack is folding.
No.
I remember going there as a kid. You know, they used to have those little. Do you remember the little handheld football games with the little red LED lights that you would use to? Oh, man, I used to get those. They had a football, a baseball, and soccer.
I used to have them. Yeah, I used to have all. I remember this one game I had. It was handheld, right? And
yeah.
You could play hockey, soccer, or football. And all you had to do was they had these different, like, plastic cards. And what you did is, for the viewing screen, it had a slot, and you just put each one in the slot. And somehow it changed the rules.
Huh, I didn't see that one.
It's an old one. I mean, I was like, this is back in 1980, I think they had this one.
That's cool. Well,
I remember I played it all the time. It was like the coolest thing. And there's a handheld hockey one I had that I love playing that one all the time. That was awesome.
And then I had do you remember the little slot machine type handheld draw poker games?
Yes.
You'd pull the little arm, and all the little buttons would pop out, and the wheels would start spinning, and you'd hit the buttons to stop the wheels, and then you could like pull the buttons out to draw cards, and that was a cool little game. I remember buying one of those at a Radio Shack, and of course they were big into the components as well. So, I mean, if you wanted stuff like capacitors and resistors, and you know, circuit boards and that kind of stuff, you'd go to Radio Shack was where you go.
Oh yeah.
And now they sort of got away from that and tried to get into more of like the consumer electronics business, and I think that was a mistake. Now you have to go to like Fry's or somewhere like that for that stuff. So I don't know.
But for Radio Shack now, are they going to have it where you can still go online? Because I noticed a lot of their stuff, like if you go to the website, a lot of their stuff is online only.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're shutting down everything. I think Radio Shack is pretty much going out of business.
But I mean, are they just going to be like Amazon, like just an online only store? That's what I'm saying. Or
they're
just going to close it down. Because like I said, a lot of things, like I'll go look at, and it says online only on the website.
Like, I don't know. Let me see. Radio Shack. News. Yeah, Radio Shack closes in hometown. Radio Shack's busted windows. Local Radio Shack store to close. Yeah, they're pretty much, I mean, I think they're pretty much folding up all over. Preparing bankruptcy filing as early as next month.
Okay, then.
I actually used to work with a guy who was a manager of a Radio Shack, and then he got robbed at gunpoint one night, and that was all of that. He quit the next day and went into the IT industry.
I remember Merlin.
Yeah, Merlin was cool.
I never had it. I just remember hearing about it all the time. So.
Oh, did I have a Merlin? I don't think I had a Merlin, but I think my best buddy did, because I mean I remember playing it all the time, but I don't think I ever owned one. But we used to play the little, you know, it had like the little memory games and that kind of stuff on it. So that was fun. I love those little electronic gadgets. I wish they'd make a comeback, you know. I guess now that you can get like a DS2 or something like that, and you know, high def, you know, my phone screen has, you know, better resolution than my television.
I think that's what it's going to be. I think if anything comes out like that, it's going to be an app for the iPhone or whatever smartphone, iPhone, whatever you have. It's going to be an app for the phones now. That's it.
Last Monday at the end of my show, yes, I was talking to my good friend Devorah, and she is a big-time gamer. I mean, she's played a lot of MMOs, you know, from EverQuest to Warcraft to WildStar. I mean, she's, you know, very familiar with this. And she plays a lot of these handhelds on her S5. And I'm like, I've got one or two on my phone, and it's just more nostalgic for me because I've got Final Fight, the original Final Fight, with Poison in it. And it's like, I find it frustrating when I'm playing the game. It's like my fingers are in the way of the screen. Now, as a gamer who is so used to, you know, a keyboard and a mouse, it's like I'm like, don't you find that annoying? I mean, I cannot wrap my head around these apps that people are playing on their phones. And now, got to understand, I was in the business to sell, you know, for Sprint for 10-plus years.
Right.
So, you know, this isn't anything new to me. Because, you know, there was the Angry Birds, and there's always some new app out there that everybody's, like, all gaga for. And it's like, as a gamer, I just, like, my fingers are in the way of what I want to look at. This is not cool.
Right, I gotcha. Okay.
It depends on the app. I mean, like Angry Birds, you don't really have to see what's under your fingers. I mean, I've played some games that have been implemented really well, considering, you know, that you can't see what's directly under your finger. And then I've played some apps where they just totally sucked because it's like, I can't control this thing. So I'm not a big fan of the arcade games where, like, you have a little virtual joystick on the screen that you have to control, because I can't get those things to work right.
You know, yeah, I mean, like, I've got Final Fight on mine, and it's like, you know, there's the D-pad and the, you know, your buttons, and it's like, and I've got a pretty big phone. I've got the Note 2, and it's like, still, it's like, this is frustrating. You know, I don't know. And I've tried one of those, like, what is it, the Bluetooth wireless controllers, like the Mogas, and I've come to find out that those are not compatible with all the games. And it's like, okay, I just spent $50 on this. Why?
Wow.
So. But I guess it's a new generation, and that's the damn kids nowadays, and their doodads, and their technology. I don't know. I don't understand.
I do like the Angry Birds, though. That was pretty clever. I have an Angry Birds T-shirt.
You know, that's funny, Tony, because I actually got my son an Angry Birds T-shirt at the local Goodwill a couple Mondays ago. They had like a $1.99 shirt day. I got that, a Guitar Hero shirt for him. And what other cool one? It was like, wow, these are actually pretty cool shirts, and they're new looking, and they're $1.99. Hell yeah. So he was most happy about that.
Huh, cool.
Yeah, so I go to Goodwill, pop some tags.
I'm telling. So,
Yes.
Anyway, any other COH news? I'm kind of trying to rack my brain, trying to think of any news in the community. I saw a post in City of Heroes the other day on the Facebook page that apparently we lost another community member. That's always sad to hear. One of our Virtuites.
Oh, which one? Do you know?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it real quick, because okay. I don't remember ever meeting this person. So, what was it? It was like Koichi or something like that. I'll try to find it. But I do like to, you know, I do like to recognize that, unfortunately, just because the game is, you know, shut down doesn't mean that time doesn't move on. Yeah, here it is. Kichi. For those of you who may have known her, I'm sad to break the news that the player of Kichi, K-I-C-H-I, of Virtue Server, has passed away due to a car accident.
Oh.
I remember reading that.
So I didn't know that person personally, but obviously thoughts go out to the family and friends. And that's always sad. One less community member to carry the torches with us.
Yeah, it's very sad.
So that was kind of a downer of a news update, but
yeah. I'm sorry, YouTube.
So they have. So you saw my post about they've cast Supergirl and Jimmy Olsen in the Supergirl series that CBS is going to run.
Well, did they cast Jimmy Olsen or did they cast Supergirl?
Both.
Who was playing Supergirl?
What's her name?
I think I said this last week, didn't I? Or I saw this during the week. I think I said I didn't know who it was.
Hang on and I'll tell you. It was somebody I'd never seen before, but she's been in a few. Doggone it. So if you Google it, you get all the news of this guy that played, what's his name? Eggs on True Blood. Well, there, I'll see. Nope. Sorry. Everybody's just listening to dead air. Somebody
Neckhead
on the...
Brooks. Neckhead Brooks is going to be Jimmy Olsen. I got here. Jimmy Olsen's character most often seen with Superman, but he'll be logging time with Superman's less famous cousin for CBS. Supergirl has just cast True Blood on Neckhead, or maybe Brooks, as Jimmy. Brooks joins Melissa Benoist.
Benoist.
Yeah, that's okay. That's I think I said that last week. She was cast last week as Supergirl. And let's see.
And the thing that really concerned, I got to admit, I was actually kind of stoked for this series. I was really hoping they wouldn't go, you know, they tried to do a Wonder Woman series, and I remember reading about it, and they were talking about, you know, she's going to have this love interest to, you know, and I'm like, man, don't go there. I mean, come on. And the thing that really kind of interested me, that's always sort of interested me about Supergirl is she's, you know, when Kal-El left Krypton, he was a baby, so he doesn't remember, like, the planet, you know? I mean, right. Yeah, he has his, you know, father and mother who were out there who sent him on his way, but, you know, he didn't personally remember them because they were all long dead before he had any memories. That, you know, his first memories are of, you know, Martha and you know, Martha and John Kent. Isn't it John?
Yes.
Whereas Supergirl, she left Krypton when she was a teenager. So it's like she had a family. She had friends. She had a life. And she leaves, and then her planet explodes, and everything she ever knew is gone, right? I mean, so that's got to be a really traumatic experience. And so, you know, one thing that, I mean, it could easily turn into this sort of angsty, you know, oh, everybody, you know, everybody I ever knew was dead sort of thing. But one thing that always sort of interested me about Supergirl is, you know, she had to sort of come to terms with this, whereas Superman never did, you know. I mean, he was raised by Earth parents. Well, Supergirl wasn't. So, you know, she's come to this planet, and let's face it, this planet's kind of screwed up, you know.
Yeah.
It has these weird evil people and people who are sort of, you know, scared of her and people who are, you know, jealous of her and people who, you know, want to control her and all this kind of, and she's, you know, still trying to come to terms with her planet being gone. And I don't know, I always just thought that was an interesting story that could be really dug into and be made into a really, really cool story. But every time TV tries to tackle a strong feminine lead role like that, it's like they have to make a plot point. Oh, well, she's got this, you know, love life that she's got to work out, you know. And it's like, okay, I get it. She's a teen, or actually the TV series is, she's going to be in her 20s. She's not a teenage girl. But in the series, she's going to be like 24 years old, I think. And, you know, okay, so I get it. You know, she's interested in boys and everything, just like boys are interested in girls. But at the same time, it's like, I sure hope they don't try to turn this into, you know, like a drama where, you know, she's having to juggle this love interest kind of thing. Because it's like, that sucks so bad. I mean, even like Joss Whedon, you know, who's known for strong lead female roles, you know, with Buffy. She was constantly having to deal with Angel, and then she was having to deal with Spike, and it's like, really?
Yes.
I mean, come on. And that always sort of, it was a good show, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed watching it. But at the same time, that part of it always sort of turned me off. And it's like, you know, she should just, like, ditch these guys and get on with her life. And so I'm really sort of dreading, because that was sort of the big news story, is that this guy's been cast as Jimmy Olsen, the love interest of Supergirl. And it's like, what? Really? She loses her planet, and the drama's going to be her love interest? I mean, come on. That's stupid. So I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. But I sort of went from, hey, this really has the potential to be a cool series, to, oh my God, they're gonna screw it up just like they screw up everything else. But you know, we'll see. I mean, you know what I mean? Like even the old Wonder Woman series, you know, had the whole Steve Trevor thing going on, and
yeah,
it's like, man, But, you know, Batman had, what, like two or three episodes where, you know, he and Catwoman sort of tangled, and then in the movie, you know, there was a little bit of a... But it wasn't like a major plot point. It was just like a scene.
Right.
And, you know, nobody would say that, you know, a major element of the Batman series was his love interest, you know?
Oh, God.
But for some reason, when you have a strong female lead like that, it's like a checklist. Oh, okay, well, we got to bring her in a love interest to get all sort of googly-eyed and weak-kneed over and fawn over in the show. So, please, CBS, don't go there. I will be so pissed off. I will also be interested to see how they treat the whole Superman thing because, I mean, he is in that universe, but they don't have the rights to really, you know, I don't think he'll be making, like, guest appearances on the show or anything because they don't have the rights to Superman. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
We shall see. It'll be...
I did think Smallville had an interesting take on her, so.
I just hope they do they don't give up on it after a couple of episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a concern of mine, too, is that if it's really bad, that it could sort of poison the well, if you know what I mean? That, you know, it might get canceled, and then... You know, other studio executives would think, they wouldn't think, wow, that was a really bad series. They would think, wow, nobody wants to see Supergirl. And that's just not true. I think that it's a long time coming, so. And, but. You know, we've got a Wonder Woman movie coming out. She'll be in the Batman versus Superman as well. So I'm hoping that, you know, I like shows with strong female leads, you know.
Yes.
I used to watch Dark Angel and Buffy and,
Dark Angel.
I even watched you remember the Birds of Prey show they tried for a few episodes?
Yeah. What was funny was the very last two episodes they showed had the most more action, those two episodes, than the entire series. And
I just really liked it because it had, among other things, it had Dina Meyer in it with who was Dizzy in Starship Troopers.
Yes.
And,
yeah, she played Oracle / Batgirl on Bird of Prey.
And I haven't seen her or anything in a long time. Is she still acting?
She's doing, hold on a second.
Because I really liked her in Starship Troopers. And yeah, she's still doing stuff. Just nothing I watch, so.
Oh, Dina Meyer. I'm sorry, Dina Meyer.
Cyborg Nemesis. Christmas in Palm Springs. Sequestered. Ancient Space. Clarity, The Wrong Woman. I don't know. All this is, I mean, I've never even heard of this stuff. I have heard of 90210, but I'm not exactly the demographic for that show.
No, well, she was in one episode there. She was in an episode of Criminal Minds. She was in Sequestered, which I never heard of any of that.
They did another Charlie's Angels TV series?
I know they did a movie. When did Charlie's
Angels?
Oh,
you know, I vaguely remember that. I think it lasted all of about 3 episodes.
I didn't even know they made that. I'm serious.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, she was in Piranha 3D? Undertow. She did a movie Dead in Tombstone last year, 2013.
Charlie's End. Yeah, it went all of 8 episodes and then was canceled.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think she's kind of, Dina Meyer is sort of in the B-movie sort of.
Well, she has a bunch of stuff coming out in 2015. Let's see, it says, according to Internet Movie Database, 2015, she has a TV movie called Truth and Lies, a movie called Golden Shoes coming out that's completed in 2015.
Hey, she did an episode of Castle.
Strip of Innocence and A Dog Walker's Christmas Tale is coming out in 2015. Filming right now is something called Unbelievable. And something in pre-production called The Three Furies.
Oh, hey, Steven just linked to ISIS. Did you ever watch that show back in the 70s?
ISIS, yes. I think I did.
I didn't watch it. I remember it barely, but I might have watched it once or twice. I think that came on around the same time that didn't... wasn't that on around the same time that Shazam was on?
As a matter of fact, it was part of the same thingamajiggy. It was on the same hour or whatever it was.
Was it? I vaguely remember it, but I didn't watch either of those shows very, very much. Because, you know, I was like 4 or 5 years old, so it was a little above my age group, and I was into the, you know, that I was still into like Bugs Bunny cartoons at the time, so I sort of passed on the live action shows, but I do remember those shows. I never watched that very much. I never watched like Land of the Lost or.
Oh, I watched all that Sid and Marty Krofft stuff when I was a kid. Land of the Lost, Sigma and the Sea Monsters. Remember the other ones?
Electro Woman and Dinah Girl. You remember that?
Yeah, watch that. Wonder Bug. Trying to think of the other ones. All that stuff was on Saturday morning. I remember there was one, not the Ghost Chasers or something like that.
Now, I did watch. I did watch the Wonder Woman series. My sisters used to watch that, so
yeah.
I remember they used to like playing Wonder Woman, you know, doing the whole twirl around thing, and so that was pretty cool. So we've got about 5 minutes left.
Four minutes. Yes, we do.
I'll have to ask some more questions out on the City of Heroes webpage.
Okay. Oh, I did have some quick little tidbits. Sorry, really quick. Fox is playing a new TV series based on the X-Men.
Really?
They report to the source fill them in that Fox is in preliminary conversation to adapt the Marvel Comics, X-Men comics, and feature film franchise. Seven Cats and Manny Coto involved. It's also being written by Star Trek 3 writing duo Pat McKay and J.P. Payne. But here's the problem. Fox owns the film rights. Apparently Marvel would need to sign off, according to the report, which means the deal is far from being done, sadly. So I don't know what's going to happen with that one. DC is also launching animated movies based on some toy lines. Warner Brothers has announced animated movies and shorts for their popular toy lines, Batman Unlimited and Imagine Next DC Super Friends.
Sansa Stark is going to be Jean Grey.
To debut direct-to-home video in the movie, and that's going to feature Batman, The Flash, Red Robin, Nightwing, and Green Arrow, as Battle Pen and introduce animals as new foes. And then it's later released in the second half of 2015. There are 22 two-minute Batman Unlimited shorts also in the works. And they will be free through digital platforms, including Batman Unlimited app that will make access to the content. The DC Super Friends shorts are also planned, which will be a series of 15 three-minute animated shorts that will also have an opening Super Friends app. There you go.
Woot. I tell you, I wish they had all these shows when I was growing up.
The Power Hour, Steve has the Power Hour show, Bigfoot and Wild, Ben S. What's about that? Okay. So we have just a minute left. So I'm picking Seattle in this weekend. Who are you picking, Tony?
You know, my heart wants Seattle to win. My head says it's going to be just it's going to be neck and neck. I don't know. You know, I think the Patriots might have a little bit of advantage because of the whole cheating thing. So, you know, what? I'm just
true.
Saying.
No, I was saying that. Everybody's like, my heart's going with Seattle, but my head's the Patriots. Like, what?
Well, they cheat. I mean, come on. What do you expect? Right. No, I, uh, I, I, I'm pulling for Seattle. I really am. I hope Seattle wins it. I'd love to see them pull the back-to-back championships out.
And like, I don't like Patriots that much since the Giants have faced them twice in the Super Bowl and beat them both times. So, so I'm sure they gave you a man to call this how to beat them in the Super Bowl. Oh, and Steve's in the middle of Pat's life, so I guess he's rooting for the Patriots.
No! Well, good show, man. Stay warm and stay safe this weekend as you get blanketed by snow.
I want to thank you for the PC and all that amazing stuff that's sitting on my desk right now. I have it up by Monday, I hope. I just want to thank everything in tonight. It's all for you guys. Thank you, guys. We just be talking to ourselves. But we love you all, and that's why we're doing this. One thing, Tony V for being co-host once again. Thank you, Diamond D, for calling in. And with that, guys, if you feel the blizzard, stay warm, stay safe. And if you don't have to, if it's snowing out, come to and stay off the roads. That week, enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody. I think we're in the after party. And Steve says he keeps the stadium from the roof of his condo. Wow. I'm just typing the chat.
You see that picture that's been going around on Facebook of Tara Strong cosplaying Harley Quinn?
No, not.
Who's cosplaying who?
Tara Strong, who does the voice of Harley Quinn, actually cosplays.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that.
Here, I'll link you to it.
You know, we didn't talk about any upcoming cons.
You haven't done that in a while. Yeah, I think next week I'm going to start doing that. Like, God damn it.
I think Steele and I are planning a trip to either... I know we got something in Lexington in March, and then Steele City in April, but I don't know if we're going to go to Conuga at the end of February. Excuse me.
That's like she's the voice of Raven on Teen Titans also.
All right, guys, I do need to hop, so I will catch you all next time. Thanks for having me on, and get a chance to tune in on Monday night.
I will definitely make it this week. Like I said, last week we had a blizzard. Well, okay, if it snows, if it's a bad blizzard, then I'll try to make it, but we'll see what happens.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later.
Like,
see you, Tony.
Like I said, I just said we're supposed to get up to 8 inches on Monday, so I don't know if that's before or after what's going to happen. But have a good weekend. Thank you, Diamond D. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Diamond. All right, Tony, should we get out of here?
Sure.
Let's call out of here. Have a good week, sir, if I talk to you. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care.
Once I get the computer set up this weekend, hopefully tomorrow sometime, I will let you know what happened.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good one.
You too. See ya.
All right. With that, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good night. Have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Super Bowl.